Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Kristen.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men like boobs.
And girls like wine.
Yay!
A little rusty there.
I know.
But you're back.
It's been a minute.
A minute. Yes. I was trying to many think today minutes. How many minutes it had been, and I could not.
I think it's been, I want to say it's been almost a year.
Holy cow.
Since we closed the station.
Yeah. So, for those of you that are listening that don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Like, what?
So, for a, we were on T-Radio V for about 10 months, 9 months?
Yeah, about that time.
T-Radio V, we actually used to be a video podcast, and that was through Kristen's husband's station, T-Radio V, and they're doing some restructuring still.
For the most part.
You guys moved way up north, and I could not make the commute.
Yeah, well, we did move up north, kind of like in Thornton area.
Yes.
And then the station actually is back in downtown Denver.
Oh, okay.
It's actually in the basement of Herman's Hideaway.
Oh, that's exciting.
And the name is worldviral.tv.
Is it video?
It is video. They do all kinds of shows, random music shows and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
See, my thing is I like this setting because no one can see me.
Right?
I haven't touched my makeup since 6 a.m.
Everyone should see you.
You're so sweet. Everyone should see you. Your hair, it's lighter. I love it.
It's weird.
You look darker complexion. You know how, like,
I got a little tan.
Yeah. Well, no, I've seen you tan, but, like, I think the black, like, makes you look paler.
Right.
I think brown brings out a golden
a little
tone.
Better.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes I talk and I don't know what I'm talking about. So what's new with you? You and Trevor still going strong?
Yes.
What's this 10:30 challenge?
Oh, so a while ago, Trevor just thought of this thing randomly, like he always does. And every day at 10:30, you post a picture on Instagram of what you're doing at that moment.
Okay.
And you hashtag Trevor's 10:30 challenge. Yeah.
Where?
On his Facebook. He just, like, thought of it, you know, as, like, a fun thing to do.
Are we still Facebook friends?
Yeah, you should be.
I don't think I've seen that.
So, it's interesting, actually, like, if a lot of people end up doing it. Like, I have an alarm set on my phone because I'm usually working.
That's what I was thinking. You and Trevor are like, bam. I'm like, they have got to set an alarm.
Oh, yeah, because I forget.
I'm like, it's 12 o'clock. I thought I just sat down at 8 o'clock.
Right. I forget, but it's interesting if a lot of people end up doing it that day because you just, like, see all these random pictures like, the random things people are doing. It's
so, hashtag 1030, Trevor's 1030 challenge.
Yep.
Okay. That I was like, what's going on? But I didn't want to ask because no one wants to look stupid on a public forum.
Well, you could have private messaged me. I would have informed you. It's all good. But now you're in the loop, so you can join it.
And we're all in the loop. So, get on Instagram if you're not on Instagram. If you are, set your alarm for 10:30 a.m., right?
Yes.
Because 10:30 p.m., you're going to get nothing from me.
No, me either. I'll be dead asleep.
So 10:30 a.m., set your alarm so you can take a picture of whatever you're doing.
Yes.
And that's how I found out that Trevor had a desk job.
You're like, what are these random pictures?
What's going on? Okay. Sorry. Okay, what are you up to? I asked you that and then I interrupted you.
I don't know. I work.
You went to Subaru school today.
I did.
What? So you work cheesy. For a Subaru dealership.
I do. I work for Flatiron Subaru in Boulder.
Nice.
And just an FYI, if anyone goes to any of the movie theaters in, like, the Boulder area or, like, Flatiron's mall area, even, like, the Promenade in the Orchard, we have a Subaru commercial, which I am featured in.
I've seen that on Facebook.
And I did post it on Facebook so people could see. It also plays on TV, but I haven't seen it yet on TV.
Do you have the link?
Yeah.
Send it to me and I'll post it on the Two Girls page, if you don't mind.
Yeah, that's fine. It's really cheesy, but it was fun.
I bet.
Commercials are cheesy in general.
How long is the commercial? 30 or 60?
I think it's like 60 seconds maybe.
Okay.
And there's like different segments of the commercial, so my segment is like 7 seconds maybe. I'm, like, hanging, like, on the side of a rock.
Right. That had to take, like, a lot of work.
Yeah, it was freezing cold, and, like, my hands were numb. I couldn't feel them. My face was all numb, so it was hard to talk.
Wow.
It was fun, though.
And how long did it take to film a 60-second commercial?
Maybe, like, an hour.
That's not too bad.
Hour and a half, yeah.
You always hear about these all-day shoots.
I know.
For, like, music videos that are 4 minutes
long.
Well,
they were shooting all day, like, for each of the segments.
But your 7 minutes took an hour.
Like,
okay, that makes sense. Yes, send me the link and we will post it on the Two Girls
page. Definitely.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was at Subaru school today
What'd you learn?
Customer service stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, all the common sense stuff. But it's kind of nice because it's like a little refresher.
Right.
You know, to kind of like understand that, you know, even though you are the provider of the customer service, sometimes you have to take into account the perception of the customer of how you're interacting with them.
Mm-hmm.
Which often sometimes doesn't happen because we get in like robot mode.
Yes.
And I am horrible at robot mode because I go into that like instantly.
And then you can sound like impersonable and like mm-hmm. over the phone.
Right.
So I realized that early on in my recruiting days when mm-hmm. I was working on the phone. I'm like, why did they think I was in a bad mood? I don't understand. So if you stop and just smile.
Yep.
And say it with a smile, no matter what you're saying, it sounds good.
It is so funny. But it's so true because I'm sitting there like, all hey. Cheesy on the phone, but like it comes off
thinking
that
of your
way.
Dog
yeah.
at home, you're like, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. But what yeah, else did you? It was an all day thing.
Yeah, it was like from 8 to about 3:30. We got out.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
It was long, but we had a good instructor, which was nice.
And how frequently do you have to do this?
Not very often, thank God. Like I think the last one I went to was like over a year ago.
Oh, okay.
So it's like every once in a while, like if Subaru's changing things, mm-hmm. they'll kind of like create these classes for everyone to go to try to get on board. And
Subaru is kind of like a Colorado
yes.
thing. Like everyone thinks everyone. Of Colorado and they think of Subaru drivers.
Yeah. There's
and
a million of them everywhere.
There's a lot of stereotypes when it comes to Subarus.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going at.
Especially in Boulder.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Really? So they always say that stereotypes exist for a reason.
Right.
And so you're saying it's true.
It is very true.
And if you don't know what I'm saying, then never mind. I'm not going to spell it out. Not on our podcast. That would
right.
be bad. I've always wondered that.
It's entertaining, though.
And then your band, The Hits.
The Hits, yes.
If anyone did listen back when we were on T-Radio V, then we would talk about The Hits all the time. It's your
yes.
your local Denver rock.
Rock, yeah.
It's not anything
it's
else.
It's not like hard rock. It's kind of like an indie rock.
It's fun.
It's feel
it's
good.
Fun rock.
We have created the name Contagious Female Rock.
Ooh, I like it. Contagious Female Rock.
It gets your feet grooving.
It does. I went to several of your shows.
Yes.
And then there's been some change in the band.
Yes.
But you guys are scheduling new performances.
Yeah, we've played two shows so far.
Yes.
We took almost a year off.
To regroup?
To regroup as far as new music. And we got a new singer, actually.
Oh, wow.
And we also added a second guitar player. Because our old singer sang and played guitar.
Right.
So we were only a 4-piece. Now we're a 5-piece.
Oh, very cool. Wait, does that cut into what you make?
No.
Okay.
No, we've always, like, collectively, whatever okay. money we make is, like, band money for,
oh.
like, merch or studio time and stuff like that. Like, we never...
Oh, that's awesome.
We've never split it up.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool. Or if, like, someone needs something, we just dip into the band money. So
like
it's not
you
like
you need guitar strings.
Right.
Getting the band fund.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's the first
it
time
works,
I've ever heard of that.
Really?
Yeah.
It works really well. Like, honestly, like, before we revamped everything, like, we released our full CD.
Mm-hmm.
And if anyone knows, studio time is not cheap.
Not at all.
But in, like, the 2 years that... We grinded through the music scene. We made enough money with band money so that we could record our full CD, which is
oh,
pretty
wow.
awesome, I think, for a mm-hmm. local band. Because most bands, like,
and people can
use their own money.
Buy that, right? No.
Nah.
You
I mean, we
have
them.
On CD Baby or anything?
We don't. And the reason for that is because we don't have that singer anymore. And
oh.
our sound has changed.
Oh, okay.
So we don't want to, like,
misrepresent
people. What
gotcha.
We're about, I guess.
So you're like rebuilding right now still?
Yeah.
Getting out there.
We do have, we have like 6 original songs currently.
Awesome.
Which is pretty awesome. And yeah, we've played 2 shows. We have a family type show coming up August 9th. We're playing our friend's birthday party.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
In the backyard?
Yeah. Backyard
that's
style.
Awesome.
Yeah. So that'll be fun.
I've
but
been
yeah.
to many of fun parties where they have a live band.
I know. I'm excited.
That's, yeah.
It'll be fun.
It's a great atmosphere. If you're going to throw a party at your house, get a live band.
Yeah.
Get the permission of your neighbors first, but
for
then
sure.
get a live band.
Yes.
Because that great atmosphere. Well, awesome. And they're called The Hits.
The Hits.
They're still on Facebook?
We are on Facebook. It is The Hits, The Hits 3, Facebook/The Hits, the number 3.
Okay.
We have some YouTube videos up there. Nice. That you can watch of some of our live shows. We don't have any tracks recorded or anything yet, but you can listen to some of the songs.
That's awesome.
On the YouTube, yeah.
So these are all brand new songs that you didn't sing songs, with the previous
correct.
Band. Interesting. I gotta check it out.
Yeah, it's so awesome.
That's the problem with social media. You get bits and pieces of information. Like, I'm like, I see The Hits are changing. That's all I got.
And then you got some shows. And that's it. You're like,
all
right.
I was like, they must be doing the same stuff, just with different people, but obviously not.
Yeah.
That's
way
awesome.
Different. Yeah, it's super awesome.
So you've lived in Denver for how long?
I moved out here. When did I move out here? In 2009.
That was about 2 years after me.
Yeah.
But don't you kind of feel like you're acclimated and you're...
Oh, yeah.
You're like... People ask you if you're from here. You're like, no. But I've been here long enough. I feel like I am.
Yes.
So what's your favorite part about living in the Denver area?
I don't know. That's hard.
There's so much awesomeness.
There is.
If you talk to people, like I'm in recruiting, so I talk to people about relocating to Denver, and they're like, yes, I want to get there. I love it there. I'm just like,
you're like, what do you love so much about it?
Everything. It's beautiful. The blue skies, the mountains.
Yeah, it's awesome. The mountains are awesome for sure. We definitely do a lot of outside hiking time.
Yes.
We love to hike. Pretty much just like escape into the nature, you know? And just kind of explore.
And you guys have gotten into like physical fitness hardcore, haven't you?
Trevor has.
Oh, I thought you guys were doing stuff together.
No.
But weren't
that's
you
not
doing
me.
Like a race or something?
We are doing the color run.
There you go. That's
I'd never
kind
done,
of intense,
I've never
right?
done anything like that. It's a 5K.
When is it?
It's this Saturday.
And have you been running?
Nope. That's actually that's why awesome. I told you before I came over, I had to go to Sports Authority to purchase running shoes because I do not own any of them.
All of yours are like, what are they
They're
called?
They're like Converse and
Converse.
Vans. I'm like, can't I just run in these? And Trevor's like, no.
Oh, heavens.
But yeah, he's been doing crazy training. He started training in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, I've seen that. What the heck?
And
the last time I saw him, he was trying to do a juice diet and he was freaking out.
Yeah, well, he's changed over to like the paleo diet with my help. Do you know about that?
Explain it.
It's basically like the caveman diet, like no processed foods, no pastas, no cupcakes, no breads, no wheats, no grains, nothing like that. So it's all just like meat and protein and a lot of vegetables and fruit.
Huh.
Which is actually really good. Like, I can eat a lot of that because I'm very picky in general.
I love meat and I love vegetables. I don't like fruit.
And it's really easy, like, to, because I meal prep a lot of stuff for him.
You have to.
Like, I'll cook a bunch of chicken, so it's just, like, ready for the week. And then when I get home, I'll just, like, steam some vegetables, and then boom, there's dinner.
Because that's the thing about, like, all this processed stuff. It's easy. You go to the pantry, it's there.
Right.
So to eat like that, you have to prepare.
Yeah.
You have to.
But it helps.
Have
it
you guys
really
lost,
does.
Not that you have any weight to lose, but... Has he lost any weight?
Yeah, definitely. He started training in October of last year.
Okay.
So he walked into the gym and he was like pushing almost 200. He was like 190, 195.
Okay. And he's 5 foot
his first
10, 11? How tall is he?
He's like 5'8", 5'9".
Okay.
And I mean, he's naturally like an athletic person.
Right.
And I didn't realize that he weighed almost 200. He carried it well, so to speak. So he started in October. His first jiu-jitsu tournament was in March, I believe.
Okay.
So he'd only been training for a short time and he weighed in at that fight at 167.
Wow.
But the crazy thing is he didn't cut most of that weight until like a month before his tournament. So in a month he lost like just about 20 pounds, if not a little bit more than that.
How did he do that?
Was
it healthy?
It was healthy.
Okay.
It was, yeah.
Before you share this, do I want to know?
Yeah, it was actually. He strictly, like, he just cut out, like, coffee, no creamer. It was strictly just, like, water, chicken, protein, and vegetables. And that is it. Like, there was, like, and little snacks in between.
Of what?
Of, like, fruit or okay. like a trail mix, like nuts and stuff like that.
Huh. Which is, again, more protein, right?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
So, and then, obviously, like, when you're training that hard, you have a lot of, like, protein shakes and, like, recovery drinks for your mm-hmm. muscles and stuff like that. And those are filling as well. So a lot of times, you know, he wouldn't eat.
Wow.
Like, he wouldn't eat as much as he would normally.
Do you guys eat out much then?
Not
it's hard
so much.
To eat out when you have
strength. It is, yeah. Especially, like, right now, he's training for a fight as well.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, we're trying to just really, like, he's just eating really clean. And then, like, a few weeks before the fight, to drop the extra weight that he needs to, he will cut out, like, a lot of extra stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. It's crazy.
That takes he a gets, lot like, of discipline. Really,
it does. Like,
does he get grumpy?
Oh, yeah.
Because I remember when you were trying to juice with
well,
him.
Well, yeah, because that
was like,
yeah. And then, I mean, that he went from, like, eating, like, crap to trying to do a juice cleanse, which his body probably went into shock.
He's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. But if he was to do that now, he would probably have no problem doing a juice cleanse.
Hmm.
And you know what else? Like, he learns, like, these little tricks, like soaking in a bath with rubbing alcohol and Epsom salt. Actually is like a detox type bath, and it actually pulls like toxins and stuff out of your body along with
like
extra...
water in that bath.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just clarify. Yeah.
I pictured him pouring like bottles and bottles of alcohol with Epsom salt.
Yeah.
I'm like, that would like ruin a bathtub, I think.
Right. Yeah. No, there's okay. water in there. And then, right. but doing that, he did that one night before his weigh-ins, and he dropped like 6 or 7 pounds just by doing that.
So, ladies, before your wedding,
right?
Epsom salt and alcohol. Wow, that is awesome. That's,
yeah.
I'm always interested in that stuff because we all know it mm-hmm. sucks to, like, change your habits eating-wise. And, like, I can exercise, but I've learned the hard way. You can exercise all you want, but you go and eat a cupcake or two. It's
right.
going to affect.
And you can feel it, too. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, I don't need to lose weight. If anything, I should probably gain some weight. But, like, if we are eating clean for a while and then we eat something crappy, like, you could totally feel it in your body.
Yes.
Like, you just feel, like, so low energy, mm-hmm. you know, and, like.
I was having a sugar problem there for a while where I couldn't go a day without sugar. So what I did is I started replacing with, like, sugar-free cookies, mm-hmm. like, slowly. And then Steve came back into town from, like, a 2- and 3-week trip, and we're downtown and we're like, oh, Voodoo Donut, we haven't been there. Oh my gosh, I thought I was gonna die afterwards. I had the worst headache. I went to bed at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night.
Wow.
Had to take a Vicodin because my head was pounding so bad from the sugar. Like,
it's crazy.
Bad.
It's crazy.
It is so bad.
Paleo's pretty awesome though. Like, if you're looking to change mm-hmm. your ways in eating, you can do the paleo very easily.
Meats
like
and
without
veggies.
And for without drastically changing, and you can still enjoy, like, they have like special paleo recipes for people that love sweets, like mm-hmm. I have a huge sweet tooth, I love junk food,
I've gotten better,
but they have all these recipes for sweet tooth people.
Interesting. I've been trying a bunch of like alternative recipes, like cookies that mm-hmm. don't have sugar
mm-hmm.
but don't have the fake sugar,
right?
And it's been pretty,
it's crazy how they have all these substitutes that you can use,
apple
and they taste just as good.
Yes, they do. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah,
well, tell Trevor high five and hello.
Oh yeah,
he's deathly allergic to cats, so he can't be here.
No,
because the cats live in the basement. So what song is currently on repeat in your life?
Right now it is actually a Pearl Jam song called Even Flow.
Is it a new, I don't know anything
no
about Pearl
it's not
Jam.
A new song. We're actually my band is practicing it because we're going to play it
okay.
at our show. Because the person that we're playing for, her birthday, she's obsessed with Pearl Jam.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we're going to play, we're going to cover that song. So I've been listening to it over and over and over again so I can learn it.
Mm-hmm.
But that is currently my song.
So
it's pretty awesome.
You play drums.
Yes.
And do you play by reading music or play by ear?
Ear.
I was going to say, from you just saying that you're listening to try mm-hmm. and learn it, that's
I can read music for drums. It's very easy, actually.
Oh, okay.
I think reading music for drums is way easier than, like, reading music for guitar or, like, another instrument because there's not really tones or notes on the drums. It's just you hit this or you don't hit that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
But I think ear is just, like, and we always put our own little twists on covers anyways, mm-hmm. so it's not going to be exact.
So what other covers are you doing?
We actually did Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue recently.
Oh, wow.
And that song
Justin
is
Moore just did that.
Really?
Yes, I believe so.
It's a great song.
Here you go talking about stuff I might not know about. Yeah, they just did a cover. Like, their whole album came out with a bunch of Motley Crue covers, and they were participated in most of them.
Nice.
Yeah. And what else are you covering?
What else did we cover? Oh, we do F.U. by CeeLo Green.
Okay.
Oh, and we also did a little cover of that Say Something song. I can't think of the band that sings it. It's like, everybody knows the song. It's like with just the piano and the guy, Christina Aguilera, is in it.
I don't know.
I'm giving up on you. Mm. Say Something.
I'm kind of limited in my music knowledge. That's okay.
If you heard it, you'd be like, oh, I know that song.
Probably.
But yeah, we did that with just our lead guitarist and our singer. A little combo with just them.
I'm excited.
They banged it out.
When's your next public appearance?
Well, you can come to our birthday show. But after that, August 9th.
Okay.
In like a couple weeks. Mm-hmm. After that, we actually don't have any shows booked currently. We are working on some stuff to finalize some dates, but I will keep you updated.
Yes, that would be great because I liked the old hits. Now the hits three, if you're looking on Facebook. I'm excited.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Fun, fun, fun. So I wanted to start a new feature this week.
Okay.
And I know I sent... I always tell my guests, I'll send you the notes the day before. I am horrible.
It's okay.
I have all this information in my email box, and I have to put it all together into a document. You'd think it would be easy.
Right.
But I'm a perfectionist, so I want it to be, like, perfect and flowy.
Right.
And I sent you the stuff today.
That's okay.
Because I thought it was your day off.
I work. It is. It was supposed to be.
Yeah. And then when you were like, I'm working, I'm like, oh, crap. So, I want to start a Women Crush of the Week. You've seen, like, Women Crush Wednesday on Instagram.
Yeah. It took me a while to figure out what that was about.
Yeah, me too.
I had to Google. Good.
Like, SMH. I'm like, what does that mean? I had to Google. SMH. Oh, shaking my head.
Okay.
Man
it took
Crush
me a while
Monday.
To figure that one out, too.
What is it? Like, Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
Flashback Friday. What's the difference in Throwback Thursday and Flashback Friday?
There's not.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. You should, like, totally make, like, Tipsy Thursday and show
they
a picture
should come
of
up
drunk.
With something different. Yeah.
Not that everyone would have pictures to post, but we might. All right, so I want to do Woman Crush of the Week, similar to Woman Crush Wednesday, outside of the fact that I don't want it to be about appearance. I want it to be something where each week myself and my guests talk about a female that we think is just fierce and representing women in the best way possible.
Okay.
So I'm going to talk about mine while you think about yours.
Okay.
All right. So mine is Robin Lawley. Have you heard of her?
I don't know.
She's a 25-year-old Australian model, and she has actually chosen health over mainstream success when it comes to modeling.
Nice.
She switched from straight size to plus size modeling, and you see a picture of her, and she is maybe my size, which kind of makes me a little sad, but when it comes to modeling, that is plus size modeling.
Which is kind of crazy.
And ever since she did that, she's been featured on Vogue Italia, Elle France, and Cosmopolitan Australia. So all over the world. And now she is the face of Mango's new plus size line called Violetta. Well, awesome. She decided that she didn't like the swimsuit offerings when it came to plus size people.
Mm-hmm.
So she created her own line that starts at size 10. And it's called the Robin Lawley Swimwear. And it's full of sexy suits beginning at size 10. And to promote the line, she posted a picture of herself modeling one of the bikinis on Instagram. And she hashtagged it with retouch and makeup free. So no makeup, no airbrushing, and she looks beautiful. As of last week, I think it was Wednesday of last week, she had 1,400 likes.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's just amazing. Because, you know, anorexia, I volunteered at the hospital here in Denver for about a year, almost a year. And there was a whole anorexia, like, floor.
Mm-hmm.
And just to see these women, like, it is so bad. Like, I didn't realize how many people out there struggle with eating disorders. Mm-hmm. And it's because of the media.
Yeah.
So to see someone like this just stand up and be like, hey, this is who I am. This is how I am. She says she never starves herself. She does work out. She tries to eat healthy.
Mm-hmm.
She likes yoga and kickboxing. She's working on a cookbook, and she has a food blog. It's called Robin Lawley Eats. So if you want to check that out, you can Google.
Definitely.
So she is my woman crush of the week because I just think she's amazing.
That sounds pretty awesome.
How about you? I know I had prep time. I'm throwing this at you.
Off the top of my head,
yes.
The first person that comes to my mind is Tyra Banks.
Yes.
I've always, always, always been a fan of her. I just think that she, obviously people know who, I should hope people know who Tyra Banks is.
She had a show for a while.
America's Next Top Model.
But didn't she have like the Tyra Banks show?
Yes. I actually went to that show.
What?
Yeah, when I lived in New York. I was one of the people? Audience. Yeah, people.
Did you get anything free?
No, but it was so awesome. And like being there was like one of like when I really realized like how awesome she is as a person. Mm-hmm. Because before the show, she comes out mm-hmm. and just like gets the crowd all riled up and like she just acts
all. She
doesn't
pay people to do that.
No, that's she acts awesome. All like goofy, you know, and just like telling jokes. And she is just like, she just seems like so genuine and so real. Nice. You know what I mean? She doesn't walk out with like a big ego and like I'm yeah. better than you know, and like she was answering everyone's questions and like came yeah. around and like talked to people and stuff like that, and like that's that was impressive. Really cool, you know, and she's freaking gorgeous like in person too.
I like bet. Like you see amazing. These people on TV and then yeah. when you see them in your person you're like, oh, even better.
No, she was like amazing. Wow. I was like awesome. Starstruck. But I've always liked her shows, always liked what she represents as, like, for women, mm-hmm. you know, and she never discriminates or has things against, you know, weight and stuff like that. She
which
is, like...
coming from her industry is huge.
It is. And totally I think, focused. Like, as a woman in that industry alone, it's hard to be successful mm-hmm. and still be, like, hold true to yourself.
Right.
And I think that she's done that really, really well.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I love her.
Tyra Banks. We'll have to post a picture of her.
Yeah. She's pretty.
She is. So, I want to talk about something a little bit silly.
Is it
the first topic? Yeah. First topic I brought up. So, I think I just celebrated a birthday. Not that that makes any difference when it comes to this. But I'm told that your body changes frequently.
Yes. So for what, like, were you told years-wise? Because I've heard like 7 years.
8 years is what I was
years.
Told.
8 years, okay.
But I've been using the same deodorant for like, I want to say the last 12 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And which brand was that?
Secret.
I also use Secret.
I would switch between like the like white stuff mm-hmm. in the wintertime because it didn't really matter. Like my sleeves covered right. up any whiteness. And then I'd use the clear gel in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And then, like, I noticed at the beginning of this summer, it wasn't really quite doing what it was supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ooh, stinkiness. So I switched to the Secret Clinical. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, this must be stronger. It wasn't cutting it.
No.
And I'm like, this isn't something you bring
like, what's going on?
With your girlfriends or at work especially.
Right.
And so I Googled. And I found this list of the worst and the best deodorants.
Nice.
And this is based on people leaving comments, so it's not okay. like someone saying this, and I've seen websites where they go back and forth, and it's kind of a weird topic. Mm-hmm. I understand that, but it's something that I don't
I
hear
think we've
a lot
talked
of people
about worse things yeah. than deodorant,
but I don't hear people talking about deodorant. Have you ever heard people talking about deodorant?
Not really.
Yeah, because we don't. I don't know what my best friends wear.
Right.
And you said you wear Secret.
Yeah.
And it hasn't failed you yet.
Not yet.
Maybe it's my
but
diet.
Maybe I'm approaching the 8 year mark.
It might be my diet. Maybe I need to work on that. But anyway, because diet can affect
yes.
lots of things. If you just start working out, your body changes. But so I want to go over some of these. I want to pick, both of us go through a couple of the worst.
Okay.
And then we pick a couple of the best.
Okay.
So I'm going to go through my two worst, and I'm going to go with the worst, most expensive one. It's $12.
Jeez.
Yeah. And it's from Clinique. I freaking love Clinique.
Yeah, they make good
I
stuff.
Still like Clinique Happy, even though it's not cool anymore. And I love their moisturizer in the wintertime. But their Clinique Antiperspirant Deodorant Roll-On is supposed to just be horrible. It leaves a white residue and has an odd smell.
We don't need any odd smells.
No, I'm already having to
I know,
that.
Right?
And then the cheapest one is the Suave 24-Hour Protection Invisible Solid Antiperspirant and Deodorant. It's $2. And I have to say, I have tried this one, mm-hmm. and I agree, fail. It leaves white stains, clumps, and it's hard to apply, and it does not provide dryness or cover up any smells.
Hmm.
But it's
I Suave. Have to say, I'm not a fan of Suave products. Mm-hmm. That's like, you know, on the low end of things.
Right.
So I can agree with that. I have not tried their deodorant. I think I've honestly only used Secret.
That's awesome that you could do that.
until my eight years comes. Yeah. Then I'll have to change and I'll be calling you and being like, which one did you use?
I'm still in the process of testing.
That's funny. So the best ones here, let's see. We'll go with the most expensive one, I believe, that I'm seeing here, which is $22.
Right.
And I'm sorry, but I don't know if I could pay $22 for a deodorant.
But what does it say?
It says, Pristine Beauty Take a Whiff Natural Deodorant, $22. It's aluminum-free. It might seem expensive, but it lasts. One viewer used it every day for 14 months.
14 months.
Works even in the Texas heat, which if anyone's been to Texas, it's pretty brutal down there.
14 months.
Have you tried that one yet?
No, but it's on my radar.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I know.
But 14 months is also a long time too.
Mm-hmm. And especially in Colorado, because I bet I can make it last 24 months because in the wintertime, you're not having to put it on as much here. Right. And the wintertime is like 10 months long.
That's true. Let's see. The cheapest one here that got one of the better ratings is by Avon. Avon Candid Roll-On Antiperspirant Deodorant. It's sweet and feminine and invisible, which ladies love invisible things like that.
And Avon's a classic.
And it's only 99 cents.
99 cents. Do you have an Avon person?
No.
Me either. I bet if we search our Facebook people, I bet someone sells
it. Someone's got to have it. Yeah.
And then I wanted to point out the Swipe single-use deodorant wipes. I've never heard of deodorant wipes. Have you?
No.
These, it was the, like, top of the best. $6.99 for a 10-pack, and they say it's genius, a lifesaver, provides confidence and freshness all day.
So if you're feeling a little stinky,
yeah, you can just carry them around with you.
Went to the gym and you forgot your deodorant.
Right.
You can grab a little wipe and just give a little swap swap.
So if you're listening and you have some deodorant, I know it's silly. People are probably like, what
which
the hell,
one Janet? Works for you? Yes.
What works for you?
Tell us still your stinky armpit problems.
I am still in discovery mode. I haven't quite found one because I haven't bought the $22 one.
That's tough.
I know. I've tried a lot of the Walmart ones, the Degrees.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried the Doves. Doesn't work for me.
Nope. But I actually have tried Dove as well. It doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Everyone's body is different, and mine is like freaking out. I'm like, should I go to a doctor? Because they have like prescription deodorant. Did you know that?
Yes, I did actually. Because this is weird, but my friend had a problem where she she would profusely sweat.
Oh no!
And like her glands or something were like overactive, so like she would like come out of the shower and like put on a t-shirt and deodorant and stuff, but then like 5 minutes later, like she was just always sweating and she would have like the wet spots, and that's like everyone's like very self-conscious about that, you know. And she went to the doctor and they gave her prescription deodorant as well as injections,
Botox,
into her glands to lessen Botox? I think so, to lessen the amount of sweat.
Did her insurance cover it?
I don't know about that,
because I've always wondered, because it won't cover when you fix your face. But I was wondering
if there's like a medical reason.
And so could you
then
be like, hey, doc, could you miss my armpit and hit my forehead?
Right.
I don't know.
And we won't say anything.
So share your deodorant secrets.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm talking to everyone listening.
Oh, listening. Yes.
Because you use Secret.
Yes.
I'm going to now start asking all my friends, what deodorant do you use? Because as I was like doing the research, I'm like, I don't know anything about deodorants because no one talks about it.
Right.
Because who wants to talk about stinky armpits?
I'll talk about stinky armpits with you.
Thanks.
I don't mind.
You're going to come back, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So the whole deal is I want to rotate so that you don't get stuck coming all the way down to Colorado Springs practically.
That's okay.
In Parker every week. But it was so good to have you back.
Thank you. And I enjoyed being here.
Yes, and it flew by. We're finished.
Oh, my.
Yes. Do you have something else you want to add?
I don't think so.
All right. So we'll
check out the hits.
Yes, we're going to post
the hits. Listen to our podcast.
The hits page on the Two Girls page. We're going to post your Subaru commercial.
Yes.
And we'll be posting this link all week.
Yes. And join in on the 1030 challenge.
1030 challenge.
Yes, I knew what everyone's doing at 1030.
Instagram, hashtag Trevor's 1030 challenge.
Yes.
There's not a colon between the 10 and the 30.
No.
It's just 1030.
It is.
And that's awesome. Now that I understand it. I promise next time to reach out.
Yes, ask. Please do.
I never want to be the dumb girl.
You're never dumb. It's just a question.
It is. It is. All right, you guys have a great week. Thank you, Kristen. Bye.